Welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children, the podcast where I share the recordings of the bedtime stories I've improvised for my children over the years. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. For almost 20 years, I made up a new story for my children every night at bedtime. Many of those stories were recorded, and now I'd like to share the very best of those with you. I hope you enjoy these stories for wonderful children.
Tammy and her mommy had a good night's sleep. They slept all night long. The wind was calm. The storm never caught up to them. It must have gone further to the north than they were. They woke up when the sun rose.
Which direction are they going?
They're going south. When they got up, they made themselves a good breakfast of bacon with biscuits. And after they had eaten, they used some leftover biscuit to go fishing in the lake and got some fish that they were going to eat for lunch.
So that means they were going this way and the storm was going this way and moved over that way.
Right.
You know how I remember north, south, east, and west?
How?
Never eat soggy waffles.
That's good. That's a good way to remember it. So they caught some fish and they put it in their refrigerator. They took off.
That means the storm was going the opposite direction. They were going.
Yes.
They were going that way, and the storm was going that way, and the winds changed, and it blew them that way, and blew the storm that way.
Her mommy checked their global positioning device, which was a little handheld thing that showed them a map where they were. And they saw that they had made it down into the southern part of Texas. And they hoped to fly far enough that day to cross over the border into Mexico. Tammy had her bird identification book out that morning. And she was telling her mommy that she hoped to spot some vultures, because they like to soar high in the desert air, so they might spot them on their trip. But she was also hoping they would see a roadrunner. Her mommy suggested that because the roadrunners didn't fly, though, it might be kind of hard to spot one from the air. I mean, roadrunners could fly, but usually they ran.
Roadrunners can fly?
I think so.
I don't think they can.
No? I have to look that up.
I read in books that they can't fly.
That's good.
We'll look it up.
Okay.
But I still think they are the few birds that don't fly.
Right there with penguins and ostriches and emus, huh?
Yeah.
And the dodo.
Dodo.
The dodo, which is extinct.
I know. It's a kind of bird. And I'm guessing dodo birds aren't very smart. That's why they became extinct.
They became extinct because people hunted them to extinction. And they were too friendly. They didn't know to run away from people. They lived on an island where nothing hunted them. It's kind of sad.
Sometimes people are weird.
Sometimes they are. So back to Tammy. She and her mommy took their balloon aloft. They didn't have to go up very far to find a good south breeze. It took them through the day. They did see some vultures circling overhead them. And at one point, Tammy saw a trail of dust going by in the sandy, sort of desert-like soil below them. But she couldn't see well enough inside the cloud of dust to find out what sort of...
Maybe a roadrunner.
Right, what sort of something it was. Although she sort of thought that maybe she was seeing a roadrunner, she hoped so. The thing was, as the day flew on, her mommy was busy checking the weather, keeping an eye on the balloon and firing the burner. And so she didn't look down much, but Tammy kept looking down. And after a while, she noticed that she kept seeing that same streaky trail of dust. Sometimes it was going a little to the right of them, and sometimes it was going a little to the left of them. But she quickly realized it was always in sight, and it seemed to be going the same way that they were. So after several hours of this, she pointed it out to her mommy. Thought that it was very curious. So they decided that it was about dinner time, and her mommy had checked the global position device and discovered that they had crossed into Mexico at about 2 o'clock that day. And now it was almost dinner time, so they decided to land and to eat dinner and get a good night's rest. So they did their landing.
What color was the hot air balloon? Sky blue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they landed. And they did, and they got out sort of expectantly looking the direction they had last seen the streak.
It's just a streak.
After a few minutes, they saw it coming towards them. And they both squinted their eyes and looked. And sure enough, there at the front, there was a bird running along that was creating a cloud of dust. And Tammy checked her bird identification book against the thing that was approaching. And she thought that it was indeed Roadrunner.
Roadrunners look kind of awkward when they run.
They do. She and her mommy watched it, wondering what was going to happen. The Roadrunner ran right up to the balloon, and it did not stop. It just ran up, and it jumped into the gondola of the balloon. And then it stopped. It turned and it looked at them. It sort of cocked its head to one side. "I think," said Tammy, "that it wants to come with us." "Uh-uh," said her mommy. "We are not taking a bird in the gondola balloon. It'll just eat our food. Poop all over the place." "But Mom," said Tammy, "it's been following us all day. What if it's some sort of special roadrunner, like a magical roadrunner or something that's trying to help us find Dad?" "Sweetie," her mommy said, "I want to find Dad too. But it's just a bird." The roadrunner cocked its head the other direction, and then, folding its head underneath one of its wings, curled up and went to sleep. "We're not just going to throw it out while it's asleep, are we, Mom?" Her mom sighed. She said, "Come on, let's have dinner, and we'll figure out what to do with it in the morning. Most likely it'll wander off during the night." So she and her mommy got out food from the icebox in the balloon. They unpacked it, and they ate. It was some macaroni and cheese that they boiled, some water that they'd brought from the lake a couple days before, and it's also sort of some mushrooms and noodles, which Tammy's mommy liked a lot. And then they got into the basket of the balloon after staking it down so it wouldn't fly off during the night. They went to sleep. The last thing Tammy remembered as she went off to sleep was seeing the moon rising and seeing, in the light of the moon, the shadow of the Roadrunner curled up into a little feathery ball. She very much hoped that the Roadrunner would still be there when she woke up in the morning. When she opened her eyes, though, and saw the morning sun peeking over the horizon, Roadrunner was nowhere to be seen. "Good riddance," said Tammy's mommy, as she started to pull up the stakes to be ready to go. But as she started to do that, Tammy saw a streak of dust approaching the balloon. The Roadrunner came hopping up with two fat, juicy bugs in its mouth and hopped into the gondola of the balloon. "Hey, Mom," Tammy said. Her mom just shook her head, sighed, and finished up pulling up stakes. "Fine," she said, "but I'm not feeding it. It's going to have to find its own bugs." "All right," said Tammy. They spent the morning drifting south, with Tammy looking at pictures of birds in her boat book and reading everything the bird book had to say about roadrunners. And the roadrunner stayed with them and figured prominently into their next adventure, which I will tell you about tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's story, but heckling and clever commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and the logo was designed by Silas Wendelin. If you know someone who might enjoy the stories, please tell them about the show. Our website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com, and preview snippets are posted to most social media. I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.